This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Labour unionists around the world demonstrated in front of Cambodian embassies Monday, February 10th. They were protesting the killing of garment workers during a 10-day strike that started on December 24th. The strike was supported by some 350,000 workers. The government ended the strike by sending in the troops, killing 5 workers and injuring many more. 23 workers were arrested and 21 are still imprisoned. Here is Pha Lim of the Cambodian Workers Solidarity Network speaking at a rally in Toronto.
We, the Cambodian Workers Solidarity Network, would like to welcome and thank everyone for being here. The purpose of our rally today are to raise the awareness of the brutal killing of the garment worker in Cambodia and immediately to release the 23 innocent detainees and send a message to the apparel and the shoes retailer that are sourcing from Cambodia. On January 2nd and 3rd, 2014, the combined force of military special bodyguard unit, the police, the parachute unit 911 opened fire on the peaceful striking garment workers who demand for a minimum wage of $160 per month so that they can afford their essential need. At least 4 were killed on the spot. A few have died from the injury since. 23 were brutally beaten and arrested. They have been detained in a military camp near the border of Cambodia and Vietnam. In the attack, some are still missing, and about 13 rank and file of the union, trade unionists, been terminated. This is injustice. Workers' right, a human right. It doesn't matter the color, the shape, the size of the workers. Their right, their fundamental right, ought to be respected.
The worldwide demonstrations in support of the Cambodian garment workers were organized by the global union federations, including Industrial and Uni. Industrial represents garment workers. Uni represents retail workers who sell the garments. Kamal Ozkan is the Assistant General Secretary of Industrial. He spoke to a rally in front of the Cambodian embassy in Geneva.
The global union movement is mobilizing itself throughout the world for backing the Cambodian labor movement, particularly the arrested 21 workers' leaders. And those leaders were seeking much better minimum wage, living wage in those countries. This is why they used their fundamental rights recognized by the International Labour Conventions, and they did withhold their labour on the 24th of December. But the reaction from the government of Cambodia was very much violent, and they used any kind of intimidation, pressure over the workers. And 23rd were arrested. And just 2 of them were released recently. Now, here in Geneva, we are in front of the Cambodian representation for delivering a letter with the demands of the global union movement. The first demand is that all the arrested workers must be released immediately without any condition. And secondly, the government, employers must sit down with the labor movement for a reasonable, livable living wage. And also, our utmost demand is that the Cambodian government must recognize, respect all the fundamental rights for workers in that country.
Uni, the Global Union for Skills and Services, was one of the principal organizers of the demonstration in Geneva. Alice Dale is the head of Uni Property Service.
The issue in Cambodia is completely unacceptable. workers have a right to protest peacefully. When they're confronted by the police and it turns violent, they don't have a right, no country has a right, to arrest people under these circumstances. Four colleagues were killed for standing up for such a basic issue. The international community clearly accepts standards that workers have a right to organize, they have a right to collectively bargain, they have a right to engage in political activity, including the right to increase the most basic minimum wage that people earn. And so we have sent an important message to the ambassador of Cambodia today, and as our colleague from Industrial said, we'll be back if this does not get resolved. We intend to continue to stand by these workers until they are treated fairly.